Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I have something I need to admit to you guys.
Okay.
I've done a lot of this over the past couple weeks. I admitted that I fell down my stairs the other day.
You did.
I also admitted that I'm starting to carry candy in my pockets. I'm slowly making a progression to an 80-year-old man. Something else happened just the other day at this radio station that I was like, man, I need to have an intervention or something. I'm now turning into the guy that comes up behind you while you're sitting at your desk and I rub your shoulders.
No, you didn't.
Oh, don't
you didn't
do that. Be that guy.
I noticed this is the second time I've done it. And it's not to females. Everybody relax. I'm not being a creeper. Both times it was two dudes. That I'm just fond of here at the radio station, a couple good guys. And I came walking into their office, and they were, you know, back to me on the computer. And I went over, and I grabbed their shoulders, and, hey, what are you doing? What are you working? Oh, it's good to see you today. And I started massaging their shoulders.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't like that, Jeremy.
No.
Oh.
What is happening? Like, and then I reached in my pocket and gave him a mint.
Did a feeling just like come over you? Like, they look tense.
I don't know what possessed me to do it. Like, just in the moment, it was just, it just felt right.
But you did it twice.
It was natural.
Like, what?
I did do it twice. Like, what? It was in the same dang day, too.
I usually am someone who's like, yeah, it's fine. You probably just had a day where you felt like other people were feeling the stress you were.
Yeah, I was just being friendly.
That,
you know?
Comfort, but I can't. But no. Dude, I'm just like, you did what?
The last guy kind of, he did one of these. He did a glance
back.
What
are you doing? You know? Yeah.
He did a little glance back. And at that moment, I knew it was like, you know what? I maybe shouldn't do this anymore.
This
is probably my bad on my part. So anyway, I've come clean. There you go. Repent. There is this funny story out this morning that I was kind of giggling at because people on social media are listing all the fancy food words from menus that instantly make them roll their eyes and get kind of turned off at the restaurant.
You're okay.
Like, give me a break. Like seasonal fruit. When it's just a handful
just
of blueberries
fruit,
and some strawberries,
cheapest
right?
Cheapest fruit they can buy right
yes.
now. Like, that's also the thing. Is it's like...
I should say, used to be frozen fruit.
Have our clearance fruit.
Clearance fruit. That's way better.
Really?
We should rename these for, like, normal people.
Yeah.
Right? Clearance fruit. How about handcrafted?
Oh, I hate that.
We got handcrafted iced tea here.
Like, everything was made with the hand.
What does that mean?
It was like, this is our feet crafted iced tea as opposed to our handcrafted.
You were probably licking your hands back there in the kitchen where nobody saw you, you know? Anything with foam. Foam is such a big thing right now.
Yeah, I'm a foam fan, though.
You like the foam?
I do.
Not me. I'm like, well, okay. Foam. I'm paying for foam.
Yeah.
I'm paying for air.
That's an empty glass. Yeah.
Generally, like if I order a drink or something at Starbucks, I say no whip.
Yeah.
Or no foam because that takes up valuable real estate for my coffee. So no foam, please. Curated. It's a restaurant, not a museum. How about farm to table?
Yeah, that one gets
That's
old.
Everywhere.
That is so everywhere, old. Isn't it?
Because at one point, every vegetable was on a farm.
Where else
right?
are you getting
like,
it?
Like, it started there. Like
Ron's basement. Ron's the cook. He grows carrots in
Ron's
his basement.
Ron's basement to table.
Ron's basement.
I don't like that one, actually.
That sounds bad.
Open-faced. I mean, why does that need to be so? It's just like... Half
sand
a sandwich.
Spread. Yeah.
What does that even mean? It's just the half.
Hand
of it?
Cut.
Yeah. What?
Surely
how
there was a knife involved somewhere.
Like,
right. Artisanal. That one's a big one too.
Yeah.
Fresh cracked eggs made the list. Market price. Oh, cauliflower steak made the list. What is that?
Ew.
What is that? And then I've heard you use this one a lot, Katie. The compote.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's just like a jelly almost. Like
oh,
a, you
it's
know,
a jelly
like
then.
A compote. Yeah. So it's just like
Yeah. Just say jelly.
You know,
it's like the all fruit commercial.
Nobody's going in saying, "Give me a toast with some compote on it."
What?
Apple peach compote, please.
I'm gonna even say just Smuckers.
Yeah.
Put some damn Smuckers on my brand,
Mother Smucker.